SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's been on my mind lately. Building courage through facing our fears. Ever feel like fear is this giant shadow, looming over you, holding you back from doing the things you really want? You know that feeling when your heart races, your palms sweat, and your gut tells you to run for cover? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But here's the thing. Fear isn't always a bad guy. It can actually be a powerful compass, pointing us towards what truly matters. Think about it. Those butterflies in your stomach before a big presentation or a first date. That's your nervous system kicking into gear, preparing you to rise to the occasion. Fear itself doesn't define us, it's how we respond to it that makes all the difference. So, how do we turn fear from our frenemy into a fuel for growth and courage? Let's break down five key takeaways that have been absolutely game changers for me. 1. Acknowledge your fear. First things first, don't try to ignore or suppress it. Pretending it doesn't exist is like burying your head in the sand. It'll just pop up again, maybe even bigger and scarier. Be honest with yourself about what you're afraid of. Write it down. Talk it out with a trusted friend, or even just acknowledge it silently to yourself. The more you bring fear into the light, the less power it has over you. 2. Understand your fear. This is where things get really interesting. What's driving this fear? Is it based on past experiences, imagined scenarios, or something else entirely? Digging deeper can help you see your fear for what it truly is. Often, it's not as monstrous as we initially perceive it to be. Sometimes, a fear of public speaking stems from a deep-seated desire to connect and be understood. 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. Fear often whispers lies in our ears. You're not good enough, what if you fail? Those kinds of thoughts can really mess with your head. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this fear? What would I say to a friend who was having these thoughts? Often, the answers will reveal that our fears are based on irrational beliefs. 4. Start small. This is huge. You don't have to conquer your biggest fear head-on. Start with small, manageable steps outside of your comfort zone. It could be as simple as speaking up in a meeting, trying a new hobby, or even just saying, hello, to someone you wouldn't normally talk to. Each small victory builds confidence and momentum. 5. Remember your progress. Don't underestimate the power of celebrating your wins, big and small. Keep track of the things you've overcome, the fears you've faced, and how far you've come. This helps you build a sense of accomplishment and reinforces that you are capable of growing and changing. Think about that time you had to give a presentation in front of a room full of people. Remember those butterflies? You probably didn't sleep well the night before, your palms were sweating, and you felt like every eye was on you. But, you did it. You stood up there, spoke your truth, and got through it. And guess what? The world didn't implode. You probably even surprised yourself with how well you handled it. That's courage in action. Showing up even when you're scared. So remember, facing your fears isn't about becoming fearless. It's about learning to navigate them with strength and resilience. It's about acknowledging that fear is a part of the human experience, but it doesn't have to control us. By taking these steps, acknowledging, understanding, challenging, starting small, and remembering your progress, you can build genuine courage and unlock your true potential. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let fear hold you back from living a life that is truly yours. So, what's one small step you can take today to face a fear head-on? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. See you tomorrow for another dose of the Daily Stoic Blueprint.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.